Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
1079 The Link, Charlotte's best mix, Matt and Ramona. And our producer's Gary Duck Bowser. Been with us for a long time, but if you do the program, he doesn't talk a lot.
No.
We don't, you have to dig into your stuff out.
Although I will say,
not lately, but
just the other day, Doc initiated a conversation with me, and I have to say, Doc has been with us since you were, 19? You started working with us when you were, 19 years old?
Something like that.
10, 15 years, or whatever,
yeah.
12 years?
It still takes me a moment when he initiates a conversation for me to get oriented. He said something, it was like, okay, wait, hold on, let me process this, the fact that you started a conversation with me.
Right.
It takes me a second.
You gotta slow down. Yeah.
It's like, whoa, hold on. You're talking to me.
Right.
Let me consider this for a minute.
Right.
Am I exaggerating, Doc? Like, you initiated a conversation. I was like, oh, wait.
You did look confused.
I'm just not used to
it. And it wasn't work-related.
It was work-related.
Oh, okay. Well, the next step. Well, his family's been a mystery at times for us. Took him a long time.
At times?
Okay, a lot of mystery. To us, or even on his Facebook page, you wouldn't know sometimes.
Except for his sister looks exactly like him with more hair.
But we now know her sister, because his sister, because she's still in the area.
And she's talkative. It's very odd.
Yeah. But he has this mystery other sister.
Oh.
Doesn't he have a mystery sibling as well?
Okay, well, let's not get into Bandy's. You're trying to just... this is a deflection. He has learned... He doesn't speak, but he has learned from the best, which is us in this room.
Deflect.
Especially when Bandy's not here to defend himself. But he has a mystery sister.
Yeah.
Who I have decided is in the CIA or something like that. Because he doesn't.
Because she was in the military or is in the military.
He doesn't know.
She was.
She was.
But you don't know what she does, right?
Yeah, I don't know what she does.
And she's.
Something classified.
And she lives in another state.
Is it really classified, or are you just saying that?
Yeah, it's classified.
Okay.
Yeah, and she lives in another state.
I can imagine her having a classified doc job. If she's anything like Doc, she's a fortress of information because she might not talk.
Is she a talker?
Oh, yeah, she's the most talkative out of all of us.
Whoa! You should be the spy, not her. So we don't know much about her. There's not much on her Facebook page. I mean, and she didn't even use her real name on her Facebook page.
How did you find her?
I happened to overhear Doc talking to her. I'm like, wait.
You were eavesdropping?
Well, I mean, he's right next to me.
You were eavesdropping.
Right next to me.
Yes or no? Were you eavesdropping?
Yes, I was eavesdropping. And peeking over her shoulder, too, because I wanted to see what this
So
the mystery. Is she your older sister?
No, she's the middle out of us three.
Okay, I don't know anymore.
She's like a year and a half younger.
She never comes up.
And how many times did Doc have to tell you about the birth order?
Because we don't talk about it much. We leave her out of it because we're not allowed to mention her. She's probably listening right now and about to fly a drone over here. Just like pummel me with poop or something.
What?
But here's a little known fact about her.
Okay.
And I think it is important to the story to say that she is an African-American woman.
Okay.
You'll find out why in a minute. Because.
And I was going to say, Doc is African-American.
But a lot of people don't know that, right.
But, you know, he might have a sister who is not.
That's
because
true.
Because I have a multiracial family.
Well, a lot of people might not know that he is either, if they're
true.
Just checking in.
True.
So that's why I pointed it out. So, anyway, his grandfather has been sick, and he was talking to her, and he's like, no, you can go ahead. You can still go on the cruise, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what's the cruise that she... I want to know. What is the secret agent cruise?
You are like the cubicle nightmare. You are like the cubicle worker's nightmare.
He is very curious about this cruise.
Not only are you you can overhear the conversation. Most people in cubicle land try to ignore what other people are saying. Not only are you listening in, but you are engaged.
Well, yeah.
You're taking another step.
I get to know about the guy. So I find out that she, and this is how many years she done it? Three or something?
Last couple of years, I think.
She goes on this cruise. It is a hard rock. Their name's Hailstrom, Beartooth, Ice Nine Kills, Vane, Dead Posey, Dead Scary, Dead. These are three names of the bands.
Is it hard rock or, metal?
The name of the cruise, yeah, it's called Shiprocked.
And it's really happy. Like, if you see these people, they are like head banging.
Yeah, this is hardcore head banging type.
The name of the band, Dead Posey, Dead Sarah, Just Dead. There's three different bands. Ice Nine Kills. Hailstorm is the, and I know them, they're the lead, but they do, their songs are Freak Like Me and I Miss the Misery. Beartooth sings a song called Body Bag. Ice Nine Kills sings Merry Axmas. And The Coffin Is Moving. Dead Posey sings Don't Stop the Devil. And the band Dead.
That sounds like a warm and fuzzy cruise.
And the band Dead is...
Has she always been into...
everything.
Into hard rock?
Ever since high school, I think. That's when she picked it up.
If I showed you the
like
picture...
She, and she doesn't look... She looks like a completely just regular, high, you know, normal human being. No,
yeah, she's clean-cut military type.
She's not gothy with a bunch of piercings and tattoos.
And if you watch the whole video of all these people, like, you know, skinny, shirtless, putting up devil horns... White. It really threw me off that his military secret spy sister goes to like the heavy death metal.
And you know what? She can't be undercover there.
No. She's got to like put, I don't know, like big piercings on just for the day or something and devil horns or something. I've been on her Facebook page, seen if she's updated with photos.
And we also need people to know that Matt and Doc sit side by side.
Oh, so it's not like I'm creeping on him.
Matt has always called Doc his little man.
He is.
And Matt has been pretty much stalking Doc's other sister online for years.
Yes, I have.
For years.
I update him.
Hey, what's Jennifer doing today? And I find it disturbing.
Big Willie. And her husband as well.
Yeah, because her husband's Big Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, but now I got another one, but she hasn't posted anything about the cruise. She hasn't posted in a couple of years.
Do you think maybe you're blocked? Like you don't have full friend access? But only her friends.
I gotta
can
tell
see
you,
this?
I am so close to hiring a private eye.
Matt and Ramona on 107.9 The Link. Charlotte's best mix.
I have the top things that couples tend to argue about. And
all right. It's going to be money, sex.
You know, the funny thing is that before I took a look at the list, I assumed that money was going to be at the top of the list. But then that's pretty much what my ex-husband and I argued about. But that's not number one for most couples.
But it's in the five. You said there's five or ten or whatever.
They actually listed 20.
Okay. Money's probably somewhere in there.
Yeah, money made the top 10.
I don't know if they're numbered or they just list them. But
the top causes, communication. Number one was linked to affection.
Okay.
Not showing enough affection was actually number one.
Okay.
And that surprises me.
I mean, is it number? They just made a list. Like, are they saying that's number one?
That's
or
number
they say
one.
That's part of the
lack of communication came in at number two.
Touch me, feel me.
Not paying enough attention was number three.
Which are kind of all related in a way. I mean, they could be lumped into one thing.
Not being appreciated was number four.
Okay, again.
Ignoring somebody's feelings. Number five.
It's all about communication then.
Jealousy was number six.
Mm-hmm. And that can be jealousy. I wonder if that's jealousy of everything. Because, like, some people are jealous of their significant other's success or jealous of what they perceive the person to have a better job or a better lifestyle.
But the funny thing is, money did not make the top 10.
Well,
because number six was jealousy. Number seven, talking to an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend. Number eight, being possessive. Number nine, past relationships.
Yeah.
And number 10.
Sex.
No.
Hygiene.
No. Whose friends we hang around with more.
Okay. This looks like a list or sounds like a list for people who are early in a relationship, just married, that sort of thing.
They say this is reasons for disagreement in romantic relationships.
Yeah. And I'm saying because if you think about it, like some of those ones, like an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. I mean, is that really when you've been married for 10 years and been together with somebody.
Well, thanks to Facebook.
That could be. But I would say that money problems are going to be higher on the list of people, say, over 30 or that have been married for a long time or have kids than if you're talking about anybody in a relationship.
Like I said, money did not make the top 10.
The demo were different.
In-laws made the top 10.
And again, that's
telling private information about the relationship to people outside of the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Sex was number 17 and 18, frequency, and then the type of, like what
this
you
is,
do.
This seems like it is a relationship, not marriage thing. I'm thinking.
Yeah, it says relationship disagreement.
As opposed to marriage, I'm saying. As if you want, marriage is a relationship, but I'm saying these sound like something that's, the order of them would change as the older you get, the more married you are.
Married couples likely to argue about.
Oh, before, okay, you said relationships. Okay, now you said married, yeah. Because I would think, like, the doing it thing would get high, you know, that's never going to be a problem early on, usually. And money doesn't start to become until you're older.
When you talk about that not being a problem early on, well, here's the thing. A lot of married couples these days have dated for a long time and even lived together before they got married.
That's why I'm saying it seems weird that you'd be worried about a boyfriend or a girlfriend or past date. What was one of the things on there was past date?
Past relationships.
Past relationships. I mean, if you've been together with somebody for 10 years, are you still, is that still something stuck in your craw?
And
come
sex
on, people.
Doesn't show up until number 16, but sex is number 16, 17, and 18.
And it's all communication, right? Really, at first one.
Who does
you're
more
not
work?
Getting affection and communication. Yeah, who does
that's
more work?
That's 13. Chores, number 12.
Yeah, chores. That makes sense. I we've heard that one a lot lately.
And then in general, sharing responsibilities.
We hear that one a lot lately, right? That's like the one we is commonly is the disproportionate amount of work that
everybody's
one has to do.
Everybody's doing so much.
Yeah. I know. I wish I didn't have the guilt gene as much as I do. I'd like to, like, mail it in a little bit in my relationship more than I do.
Man, Amy, I just like to be lazy.
I would like to walk past that dishwasher.
Those are some good relationship goals, Matt Harris.
That is a goal
Man,
I have.
Man, I want to phone it in more.
Who
says that?
I do. I wish
Who
I could.
Says that? Man, I'd like to ruin my marriage.
Not ruin it. I just, no.
I want my wife to be less happy. I want her to feel less supported.
Well, as long as she's less happy and I'm happy, though. If I don't have the guilt gene, in my world, I'm happy and she's less happy, but I don't really know or care.
Right. She's going to walk
but
out.
But I can't have
know,
that happen.
Cares?
I can't have that happen. It doesn't work for me that way.
Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt and Ramona on 107.9 The Link.
I have a quick question to ask
Uh-oh,
you.
Oh, fire away.
Because recently a mom posted on Facebook that her son thinks you sound like Donald Trump. And you have had different voice doppelgangers. People say, oh, you sound like
Tom Arnold. I don't know. I don't get that one.
Do you like the sound of your voice?
No, of course not. I'm not.
Because you've made a career in radio. So,
you know what?
Do you think you sound like when you listen to the off-air podcast?
No, I'm more disturbed about what's coming out of my mouth than the sound of
sound.
My mouth. But I wish my voice was better.
I do too. And I was listening to.
You wish my voice was better?
No, I wish mine was better.
I was talking
to Kate Hall, and if you listen after 7 p.m., you are going to hear the woman who I think has the most perfect voice in radio. Like, her voice is amazing to me. It's just like absolute butter. And I think I made her a little bit uncomfortable because we were in the studio yesterday together, and I just kept going on and on and on about it.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it got weird. But it turns out that 40% of people don't like the sound of their own voice.
I believe that. I think most people are surprised, and then it takes a while to realize. I mean, if you're talking about hearing a recorded version of themselves, you know, we've had a million people in here who heard themselves for the first time or for an extended period of time, listen to themselves recorded and be like, oh, I didn't know I sounded like that, or I don't like the way.
And I think that's less common now that people have phones where they can record themselves all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think people are as surprised about how they sound as they used to be.
Yeah. They still are, like, when they're doing an interview or something, because they are more, when they listen with a more critical ear than they do if they say, I'm listening to a voicemail message, right? So they kind of analyze themselves more.
You realize it's about more than just voicemail. Like, people are on actual videos.
Videos?
Is it me? If it's me, tell me it's me, Doc.
Oh, like a video. Like a video.
Video.
Okay, but still, like, I don't think we like, think about our voice.
I take videos of you all the time.
I don't think of my voice. I don't analyze my voice when I this is weird. I know this is weird, but I don't analyze my voice when I hear it in a video. I don't think about my voice when I see it here in a video. Like, if I'm playing with my kids and there's a video of me playing with the kids, I don't even think about my voice. But when I hear it as it's supposed to be professional, then I think about it and think, oh, God, how did they let me work here? Does that make any sense to anyone? Doc?
Sort of, maybe.
I mean, I analyze it differently. Maybe it's because I'm more thinking about what's coming out of my mouth or something.
Very true. Yeah.
That could probably be why. Like, if it's a video, I'm not really thinking about the tone or it should be deep or something like that. But I'm listening to a podcast that I'm like, hey, what the hell is that guy?
Who is he?
Women are much more likely to not like their own voice than men are. And when you're young, most young people don't like their voice, but a lot of people age out of their voice, out of not liking their voice or their voice changes.
Get used to it, you mean, basically, or it changes and settle in. They just settle in.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate
people
it.
Over 55, 50% less likely to say they hate the sound of their voice.
I don't hate it.
Than people who are between the ages of 18 and 24.
I don't hate it. That's harsh. I wish it could be better.
I strongly dislike my voice.
I think the where my voice comes into problems is the loudness and what's coming out of it more than if I was just reading a script.
I got a message from a listener, a private message saying, I thought I was having a nightmare. It was really weird because I heard your voice on TV. Are you the voice of Enlivion?
What's Enlivion?
It's the Housing Authority.
Oh, are you the voice of Enlivion?
Yes, I am.
I didn't know that.
But she said she was listening to TV and not watching, and it was like she was having a nightmare because she was haunted by this voice that she knew, but it was coming from an unfamiliar place. Totally threw her off. And I get that because I was in Big Lots one time, and I heard the voice of Max from the Bob and Sherry show trying to tell me to get a Big Lots credit card.
Threw you off your
and
game.
It threw me off. I was freaked out.
You wanted to hug him.
I was freaked out.
Do you like yours, Doc?
No, I hate mine.
He sounds like Carson Daly to me. He sounds so much like Carson Daly, Doc.
We need to play Carson Daly.
I know we do.
I don't know what Carson...
I need to get the... I know no one does, but I have to get the Carson Daly promo.
And if you're thinking, like, who's Carson Daly? He's from The Voice. He's the host of The Voice.
Yeah, and he's on the morning, one of those morning shows. Which one is it?
Isn't Carson Daly Morning Show?
No, like GMA or CBS or one of those, right? NBC. He's on the Today Show. The new guy that was hired next door, someone told him he sounded like me. He hadn't heard me yet. I'm like, it's not great. Not a great welcome.
Talk show. Not going to hang around.
It's reality radio on your schedule. Off air with Matt and Ramona.
You've had guests overstay their welcome.
Ooh, Lord.
At your house.
Yes.
Like on the verge of almost being there to the point where like laws wouldn't allow you to move them.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Remember?
Yeah. I was a few days short of squatter's rights kicking in.
Yeah.
And I was living in South Carolina. If you don't know what squatter's rights are and you have somebody staying with you, you better look it up because it could take you 90 days to get them out.
Yeah, that can be a problem. And I had a guy who lived in my basement. I don't even know how long he was there. Got to the point where I bought him a one-way ticket to Miami for $600, and he still managed to find his way back about 3 months later. They say that there's some ways to politely tell a guest they're overstayed their welcome, but they say the first thing you need to do is before they even visit, don't allow an open-ended visit. Be upfront about what you can and cannot accommodate. But that is very
weird.
How
long are you staying? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Where they say, oh, I'm not sure. And you're like, oh, okay. I mean, because if it's somebody you like or whatever, I'm not going to pin them down.
Like with the... my squatter's rights situation, it was the school system here in Charlotte was like way low on teachers, like hundreds low on day one. She was a teacher from Columbus who my mom didn't know very well, but they taught in the same school, and she asked if she could come down to Charlotte and use our house to change her clothes before an interview with the school system.
Mm-hmm.
She showed up with a lot of luggage and a son we did not know about.
She was offered
a job and said, I just need a place to stay until my check gets here from Ohio.
Right, right.
And I was assuming that would be a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
But it turned into a very long time.
Yeah, that is rough.
Yeah.
That is rough.
So, like, when's the check coming?
Because you don't expect
when is the check getting here?
That's why it's very weird when they say, you know, solidify how long it's going to be, because most people are assuming that the person's not going to stay.
Right.
So you, like, and it's very...
They're going to stay for the least amount of time.
And it's very offensive. I mean, it can come across as offensive. Say, well, how long are you going to be here? I don't know. I'm going to be, a few days. Well, exactly. Like, exactly how long? That's kind of, like, really pushy, right?
But why shouldn't you be pushy? Because it's your house.
I know, but I would never do that.
Me either. Because even last year around this time, a friend and her 4-year-old daughter had been staying with us for, like, 4 months.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be 3, and at the end of 3, I'm kind of like,
But you had a number, and it didn't matter.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. That you're right. That's a good point about this thing where they say lay down the guidelines. I think the kind of people who are overstaying their welcome, a guideline doesn't matter.
No. They're waiting for the boot.
They say you just...
They're going to hang on until you say, it's time for you to go.
They say an example, you give hints like, it has been so lovely having you stay with us. Oh, great. That doesn't tell me to leave.
No. My people, you say, it's been so lovely having you stay with us. They're like, okay, good. I can stay here for the rest of my life. Rent free. I love it.
You're right. You're allowed to lie if you want. Say, oh, I got another person coming here, real imaginary, you got to go,
no,
blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't believe in lying about it.
I would tell it straight up, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's good to say, you know, oh, I got to make way for somebody else. No, it is time for you to fly, little bird. Yeah. It's time for you to fly.
Yes. They do say during a visit, encourage house guests to do stuff on their own, like where the snacks are, where how to make their own coffee, that they can come and go where they please. That way,
Food Lion is up the street.
Yeah, they won't bother you necessarily for everything.
Yep.
I haven't had that in
There's
decades.
A CVS on the corner.
You're on your own, people.
Matt and Ramona on the link. Charlotte's best mix.
There's really not much to it, but so I'm just going to give it to you really quick, and then I'll get to the one that's really, really cool. But this one isn't so much. New Year's Day, Clearwater, Florida. 3 guys held up a 24-hour CVS pharmacy at gunpoint. Made off with more than 10,000 opioid-based pills and white garbage bags. But police didn't have much trouble finding them over because the thieves proceeded to empty several bottles to throw them out a car window on the way home, which made a breadcrumb-like trail that led to their arrest.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad criminals are dumb.
Guys! Come on! You can do better than that.
Wow.
That doesn't tell you not to get on the opioids. I don't know what does. Not just the fact that you'd steal them, but the fact that you're so dumb that you'd leave a trail.
An opioid trail.
Yeah. A trail.
Well, I'm also glad that authorities found it and not some poor unsuspecting pet or kid.
But no, they were empty.
Oh, they were empty.
Yeah, they were emptying the pill bottles out and throwing them.
Oh.
So they could have waited any time.
Right.
So they were just dumping the pill bottles and then tossing the empties out the window. So as they would go, they just keep following, the cops just keep following along until they find the car. But this is more fun. This is so cool. Not the greatest day for this guy, but it's a cool story. A Texas man, critically injured, but he's gonna be okay. When he veered off the road after crashing into a deer, was able to phone 911 himself, despite being impaled by a 2-inch metal rod.
Oh my God.
Jake Tabor, 25, driving to work about 50 miles north of Houston, struck a deer, lost control of his car. This guy's a pipe fitter, so I bet he's a tough guy. He crashed into a fence and was impaled in the abdomen by a 2-inch pole. He called 911 himself.
While impaled.
When the first responders arrived, they found him conscious. He's just sitting there like, hey, man. Fire department. Department chief said, we have a thing called the golden hour. In the old golden hour, you want to get him extricated and get him to the hospital as quickly as possible to prevent any life-threatening injuries. But it took firefighters 30 minutes to get Tabor out of the truck. Now, remember, he's conscious.
Oh, my gosh.
And impaled with this thing. They were forced to cut the fence off to get access to him. They said if someone were to have moved that pole or taken that out of his chest, probably would have died.
Yeah.
Like we've learned that now from Steve Irwin, was the most famous one, the crocodile hunter guy who had
stingray.
Stingray. Tabor underwent surgery, stable condition, going to have some more surgeries, some severe stuff. Some more organs were damaged, of course. he's 6 months of recovery, but he's going to live. Absolutely, because it's one of those things. Do you ever think about it when you're behind like a rebar, a truck full of rebar? You know what rebar is?
Yes, but I don't need that on my mind.
You don't think about that ever? Doc, no. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, I think about that a lot, especially, and I think about the movie Final Destination.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
What was it, rebar? Or what was it through them? I remember it now.
It was just a giant piece of wood, but like a giant log. But
did he die?
No, he
did die.
No, any kind of like long, large object that could come
through. I'm more afraid.
They did it on one of the TV shows.
Of the trucks that haul cars. That last car always just seems to be hanging on precariously.
Remember that viral video of that guy that woke up his wife screaming that the car was coming at him? You would not have found that funny if you had
the
wife.
No, not at all.
I think of it also when you have like an old beater pickup that has like a washer and dryer tied to the roof, and there's like a old sofa, and it looks like it is just.
Yeah, my mom hit a chair on a highway in Columbus. And it was very difficult getting the insurance company to understand
that it was a chair.
That it was a chair.
Well, they had to
in the middle of highway.
Yeah, yeah. But rebar is like that thing that you can just imagine.
I can't. Oh, I don't want that in my head. I can't deal with that.
I've been looking for the 911 call. I've not found it yet. Because I want to see. Like he's like, oh my god, I've been impaled. Or like, yeah. The thing
you were searching for the actual 911 call.
I wanted to hear like how cool, because I have these. I had it last night with these dreams where I have to call 911. I don't know where I am, which would happen to me in that case. I don't know. All I know is a fence.
In that case, you can't figure out where you are when you jog around your neighborhood.
No, that's true. And then only the time I had to call. One of the times I had to call 911, I had to hoof it to a street sign. But, like, imagine you're on 77. Do you pay attention to what exit you just passed?
Wait, what?
Remember, I told you that.
I'm always looking.
You're always looking at what mileage number you're at?
Yeah, just in case something goes down.
I don't.
Especially when I'm on a road trip. I'm like, okay, that was mile marker 120.
You do?
Yeah. And I try to make a mental note of it.
And I looked on Waze. They don't really tell you really very well. I would be saying
you wouldn't understand. Where are you? I'm on 77. Where?
Well, when I had to call him when I was in Independence, when that guy got thrown into that truck, I was in Independence, and they're asking me, like, I told him where, like, there was a car dealer in front of me. Can you just Google it or something? I don't know the address.
There are, like, 14 car dealers on Independence.
And then I said to him, I said, just have the cop leave Uptown Charlotte and start driving on Independence away. Because I don't know if it's north or south. Just drive away. Start down Uptown. Call one of your guys uptown and tell them to drive out of Uptown. You'll eventually see me.
Don't call 911.
Matt and Ramona. Only on Charlotte's Best Mix. 107.9. The Link.
Some bad news about relationships.
God, why are you doing that to us?
Experts are saying that it's harder to get over a breakup today than it used to be in the past.
Is that because of social media?
Yeah.
The fact that you just can't disappear from somebody?
Yeah. They say social media is the reason why it's even harder to get over someone. They say that's because not only can your ex be in your face, but then their friends and their family members can be there too.
It's hard to shake. I mean, because curiosity is going to get the best of most people, probably. You can't just say, I'm not going to look, I'm not going to look, I'm not going to look. Especially, if you were the dumped one, I'm saying, the dumped person is probably going to have problems not going on the person's page that they still pine for to see what they're up to.
Yeah.
And you may even share mutual friends, so you can see it anyway.
Right. You might share mutual friends. You might have even worked together.
And this doesn't have to be with a romantic relationship either. I think if you have a friendship that dissolves via, like, you just don't like each other anymore or whatever, or because of circumstance or distance, you used to just like, hey, they're probably not having any fun without me.
Right.
And next thing you know, you see them having fun.
In order to have a window into their world, you actually had to get in your car and drive to their house.
Yeah, yeah.
And so keeping track of them is really easy.
Right, and seeing that you weren't invited to whatever was going on.
And then not only do you have, like, the absence of that person in your life, but let's say you guys ran with a couple group.
Okay, and one gets divorced or something?
Yeah, and so now let's say he stays in with the couple group, and so now you can see your old friends, the people you used
to hang with,
right? The people who you used to hang with are now hanging with him.
Oh yeah, or her.
And their new boo. That's got to really, really hurt, and it can make you feel really jealous.
I think I kind of know if I got divorced from Amy, who would still be on Team Matt, depending on circumstances, assuming she didn't do something really ridiculous, who would be on my team, which would be like one guy or something.
Your brother?
My brother. Well, no, I count family.
Your brother, I said, with a question mark?
My family would still.
I said your brother, question mark?
Charlotte's Best Mix and Matt and Ramona on 107.9 The Link.
For those who don't know, Ramona is not a fan of cats.
Not at all.
Like, very fearful of them.
Yes. They're very unpredictable.
They're not only her friends, but she does not find them to be anything less than evil, I guess.
That's accurate.
Okay. So, but maybe if you just did
Where is
this
going?
This is going to this list I sold today on how to get a cat to like you. Have you ever tried?
No.
How would you think? I know.
Send me pictures of your cat and tell me how your cat acts like a dog, because I find that even freakier than you having a regular cat. It's a cat that's a mutant that acts like a dog. It doesn't make me feel better. And I know your cat is different and you love your cat just like I love my dog.
I know.
But
what I want to know from you is, what do you think would be on a list of things on how to get a cat to like you? I know that you won't do these things you want to get, but what would you...
Smell like seafood?
If you had to venture a guess. Well, I don't want to get personal. No. No, that's not on there. Like, what actions, not like smells or anything. How about looking the cat in the eyes? What do you think about that?
No, you're not supposed to.
Right, you're right.
You can't do that.
You don't look a cat in the eyes. You're right. No.
And that should tell you something. You know what I mean?
That should tell you something. Don't eyeball me.
You are not allowed to eyeball your cat if you want your own cat to like you.
Yeah, well, they got a
Doesn't that like... tell us something?
How about...
Your cat is basically saying, you looking at me?
Are you looking,
at me?
Yeah. But that's because, you know, they got a little attitude. How about how you stand, or if you think there's anything particular you should do?
You better stand in a defensive way.
Well, you slump your shoulders, hands in your lap, or maybe even sit on the floor.
Yeah, because you have to kowtow.
The cat gets the idea that you're an ally. Get down to that level.
No, the cat doesn't see you as an ally. The cat sees you as a submissive.
Oh, well. Also, don't make noise. Cats don't like...
Unless a cat asks you to.
Well, how does a cat ask you to make noise?
It doesn't.
Okay, well, there. I know you wouldn't do this, but what are you supposed to do with your hands?
Probably keep them in your lap. Just wherever the cat can
see
them.
Don't thrust them out, definitely.
You better thrust them out. But you better keep them where the cat can see them.
But once a cat gets used to your presence, then what you do? Then you say, smell my finger. It says here, actually, offer a finger to sniff, but you could do smell my finger. Maybe you'll get a giggle out of it.
Mm-mm.
But it sounds weird if you're visiting somebody and said, you're sitting there.
I would like your cat to like me. I'm going to sit here on the floor in a submissive position and ask your cat to sniff my finger.
No, smell. I'm going to say smell my finger. Don't point or hold your palm out. The guy who's a host of, I guess, a podcast, My Cat from Hell, you dangle your hand with a finger hanging out. Your fingertip then can look like a cat nose. Okay, yeah, you in? Don't rush. Watch for the cat to demonstrate confidence with you. You know, wait for the cat to rub up against you, or don't pat him on the side of the head or bop him on the head like you would with a dog. Go for the cheeks and behind the ear. Are you listening to this?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do, don't give up.
Oh, I've already given up.
No. If the cat...
I know people who own cats that don't like them.
I know that is true. But you're not supposed to give up. Even if that cat runs away...
How many years do you have to own a cat?
You just don't give up.
Like, oh, we've had that cat for 7 years.
I'm going to break it.
It doesn't like us very much. Break it just basically hides out under our couch.
Yes.
Is that really your pet?
Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
I was on Twitter earlier, and I saw a... tweet by someone who might or might not work with us, and he referenced a new t-shirt he had that was a gift from his GF.
Okay. Okay, well.
And in my mind, all I heard was, Doc has a girlfriend, Doc has a girlfriend.
You are a child.
I am. And as that was playing in my head, I realized I am very immature.
I have risen above that kind of thing.
No, you haven't. No, you have not.
Come on now. I'm much more risque with my questioning that I will have to Doc. So is that an official thing, Doc? Are we allowed to say you have a girlfriend or not?
I think so.
It has to be official. If it's on Twitter, it's official.
But he said GF. Maybe he hasn't wanted to go a full girlfriend yet. It's just GF. And he works up
to
all the words.
What do you think GF stands for?
Maybe good friend. I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Does GF stand for good friend or does GF stand for girlfriend?
I think it stands for girlfriend.
See, I think he said.
Does she refer to you as, I got to go on her page now. If she's BF. If she's referring to Doc as her BF or her BFF.
No.
There's a difference.
Did you declare, they still do that? In a relationship thing? Is that still a thing? I don't even pay attention to it anymore, so I don't know.
A relationship status?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't looked at Facebook.
Are you changing relationship statuses?
I don't know. I don't think she's the type who does that kind of thing.
Because so. I know
good,
I'm not.
God bless her. God bless her.
I feel like, if I'm married, fine. But until I'm actually married to somebody else.
You're not going
to
make that big leap.
I'm not.
Because that's embarrassing because you got to take it down. Is that what you're saying? Because it's not going to last.
I will say, I fear being one of those people who's like, in a relationship, not in a relationship, no. Committed, not committed.
At least you won't do complicated. You can't do complicated. You're too old to do complicated. Like,
why am I too old to do complicated?
Complicated, you better be, under 25 to do complicated or something.
You can do complicated at any age. If it's complicated, it just is.
But no, but you can't declare.
That's saying, hey, we're not together. There's something murky going on. Mind your business.
No, it definitely doesn't say mind your business. It says the opposite. It says ask me about it.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No,
otherwise, you wouldn't
doesn't.
Tell people.
It just says, hey,
no,
I'm not broken up. We're not together. We're trying to figure some stuff out. You'll know eventually. I'll either be uncoupled or coupled.
No, if it's a guy who writes, it's complicated. What he's saying is, any lady who would like to get it on, I am temporarily available.
And if a woman is posting it?
She is saying, hey, jerk, I'm about to dump your ass. You got about 10 seconds to get it together.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'm a real Facebook boss.
From a man who doesn't understand Facebook and who's been in the same relationship ever since Facebook was invented.
That's true.
Thanks for listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Check out the articles, videos, and news you heard today at 1079thelink.com.